when that music plays, we kind of always sit a little taller, don't we?
Oh, do we? I'm hunching over right now.
Well, you're not supposed to do that.
Excuse me, let me sit up.
That's right. My chiropractor says
sit at attention.
You don't want to have weak shoulders. You want to have strong, broad shoulder strength.
Oh, well.
That's it. At attention.
Yes, sir.
Especially in your uniform.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. You were correct.
All right. As this interview goes on, we'll get more hunchback too. Don't worry.
Oh, my gosh.
Trent Ferris is the public information officer for the York County Sheriff's Office, and he is here on this Wanted Wednesday. And Trent, before we dive into some of your headlines, let's kind of recap your trip. You spent a week in the upstate of South Carolina helping the public information officers and really just helping to get the information out to those in that part of the state dealing with those forest fires.
Yeah, it was an interesting experience, a different public information officer experience. But I had gone over to Greenville County for Hurricane Helene. They needed some help over there, and I guess I did a good enough job. They wanted me back, that they needed some help. And they're a really great group of folks over there, the assistant director, Pierce Womack, and Kathy, I can't pronounce her last name. It's a weird one, but she if she's listening, she knows who she is. They asked me to come over, and because they didn't have anybody to be able to message on their social media and everything, keep everybody informed in Greenville County. They had a bunch of people from out of state that were working with the forestry service. Every time there's a forest fire, apparently this blue team comes in and does all their incident management for them, which includes public information. And it was firefighters, and being the only cop in a room with a bunch of firefighters, it was just different. It was a good experience. I didn't get to see any flames. I saw some smoke, smelled some smoke, went around. One of the best things was I went around to drive around to see some of the perimeter fires and everything, just to get video for messaging and communicating over there. And I got to a part off of Persimmon Ridge Road, if anybody knows that area. And from me to you, there was the burn line. Everything was char on the ground. Whoa. Whether they used it as a burn line to keep the fire from spreading, or it's where the fire just stopped. But from me to you, there was a wild iris right on the ground, fresh out of the ground, not wilted from the heat or anything. So it was amazing. Huh. It was just one of those moments where I kept thinking of that George Strait song, I Saw God Today, because it's like that just shows life will find a way to get back.
What did you learn during your experience there? What are you bringing back to York County? Because what we've learned from individuals that are in your role as a PIO, when you go elsewhere, you kind of help. And then when you come back, you bring knowledge with you on how to maybe handle something in a similar sense.
The knowledge that I brought is my friend Michaela from down in Horry County, when they had their forest fires down there, the same team went down there to help them. And I told her, I said, Kayla, this is just different. Did you have the same experience that I did? And she goes, yes. Some people just need to know that PIO is not a title. It's a craft. It's, you know, it's an art to be able to communicate effectively with our citizens. So, working with some folks that just don't have the same kind of understanding of how people communicate versus just throwing them, you know, word soup.
Sure.
And so that's what I learned. It's like, hey, you've got to use all methods of communication. They were trying to they needed somebody to Telemundo came and asked to see if there was an interview there. And there was nobody that could speak Spanish to do a television interview. So I thought about it. Maybe go find the guys at the sheriff's office that speak Spanish and train them up in a little bit of PIO. So if in the future I need to have an interview. Yeah.
That's cool. And that's a totally different perspective. Like you said, nothing that you would have ever even thought about if you hadn't have been there.
Right.
But now you do.
Now you will.
Even when I took the advanced PIO course, we talked about it. Sure. They gave you different languages that you had to communicate in, but at the time it was just go to Google and do a Google Translate and just slap it on a flyer. But I never thought about doing it in an interview setting. So
we're speaking with Trent Ferris. He's the public information officer for York County. He was just recapping his experience helping out those in his industry in Greenville County in the upstate of South Carolina dealing with the forest fires.
Greenville County Emergency Management. That's who I was there for.
Perfect.
Sorry.
That's okay. No, get it right. Yeah. You helped me get it right, I guess. you knew it. I got it wrong. Back here at the ranch in York County, the York County Sheriff's Office and the Chester County Sheriff's Office, you all are working together because there's one road that you all share. It's the big highway that connects both of our counties.
Right, and you would think that we always focus on the big four-lane roads, right? Like I-77, Celanese, or
Dave Lyle,
Highway 5 Jerry. Going out towards, you know, Cherokee County. But Highway 72, I think Sheriff Dorsey said something about people joke around and call it I-72.
Yeah.
Because people drive just as fast on a two-lane road as they would on the four-lane road of an interstate on I-77. So he and Sheriff Breen got together and decided, hey, let's work together with the Highway Patrol and try to focus on this right now to tell people to slow down. There have always been complaints about speeding. There was a really, really bad wreck last year right at the county line, where a woman and who was pregnant died along with the child she was carrying. So in a very bad drunk driving accident. Well, not accident, it was a crash. So they just wanted to make sure that we focus on that, tell people to slow down, stop aggressive driving. If you're late to work, that's on you. You shouldn't speed because you're late. And so the first day, I talked with our traffic unit, and they said that just our traffic unit guys said they had gotten seven citations and one DUI. And then one of our deputies, who else is working out that way, goes, man, you didn't even ask us. We've gotten eight. You know,
that's been since the Blitz effort.
That was the first day. I don't have the actual numbers.
Well, and I will say it was television in the making, because Lucas showed me video from the press conference. Mm-hmm. And as they are talking at the press conference about the Blitz and the reckless driving, there is someone right behind them on the road that literally speeds up and passes.
Another car.
I was in Greenville. I didn't see
that. In the middle of it. And Lucas needs to share that video with you, but I'm sure he put that on CN2 now.
Did every trooper at the news conference go blasting down the road to get that guy?
And I was like, was that planned? Lucas was like, no.
It's just the right place at the right time.
It was
great. And that was at Passmore's. That's it's a very popular place to eat down there.
So on that stretch of Highway 72 that connects York County and Chester County, you're just going to see an increase number of deputies, correct?
Deputies from York County, Chester County, and the Highway Patrol. We're all working together to try to give it. Somebody complained yesterday, said, oh, you're just going to do this for a month and leave. No, we're going to continue our efforts to keep people safe on that road. And then Sheriff Breen also said that he wanted to focus how we're focusing on this road, other problem areas in York County. Matter of fact, up in Pole Branch Road, while a lot of our guys were down on that road, Pole Branch Road up in Lake Wiley Clover area, we got a guy for 34 over the speed limit. He was going like 70 something in a 35 or a 45. So
what?
Yeah. So we're going to probably find traffic complaints are probably number one biggest complaint we get at the York County Sheriff's Office.
Boy.
So now we're going to say, okay, you got a traffic complaint on that road. We're going to go out there and handle it.
You know, I think of it like this. You know, throughout the year, that we will shine a bright spotlight on a cancer, right?
Yeah.
So colon cancer awareness month might be in March. It doesn't mean throughout the rest of the year you forget about it. It's just during that time you're more educated, right?
There are more.
You talk about resources that are available. You hear from those who have survived it. Mm-hmm. You hear about the prep that goes into, let's say, colon cancer, breast cancer in October. This is really no different. You're just focusing for a month, shining a bright spotlight on this, but you'll continue to do it throughout the year.
That is correct. That's the best way. I couldn't even explain it better than myself.
Okay, thank you.
That's good job there.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Gold star for today, student.
Thank you. Perfect. And that's from a master PIO.
Yeah, that's executive PIO.
Sorry.
Oh, well.
Corrected once again. Don't climb up that ladder too high.
PIO.
You'll get dropped down.
Well, they changed it. I'll have to explain to y'all.
You're fine. All right. Well, Trent, as always, sir, thank you very much. We appreciate it.